The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly last week approved a land exchange with Chena Hot Springs Resort. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, owner Bernie Carl can now move ahead on two projects he says he's had in the works for at least 12 years.
Want to build your own ski hill or lease a herd of reindeer? Apparently all it takes is nearly a decade's worth of negotiations to buy 1,460 acres from the Fairbanks North Star Borough. At least that's how things are working out for Chena Hot Springs Resort owner Bernie Carl.
I like to talk about stuff, but if I tell you I'm going to do something, unless I am dead, I do it.
For the past 12 years, Carl has been working on a plan to bring Alaskan wildlife and downhill skiers to the resort. He says a 4-mile ski run is already in the works.
We have the 4 snowmakers on site. We have the wells already drilled. We have all the piping. We have the grooming machinery already purchased. Already on site, I think we could have some of the earliest and latest skiing in the interior, for sure.
He plans to have the run open next year. Initially, skiers will ride to the top on a small service utility vehicle.
And that's going to have to be the way you go up there for the first season, until I get an acrylic balloon made, and then you will ride the Aurora to the top of the mountain. It'll be a balloon acrylic filled full of helium. And then it will have 10,000 volts with a little transformer going to it that makes it glow blue. And you will ride to the top of the mountain on a balloon that's glowing like the Aurora.
Carl's currently building an 8-foot fence for 6 reindeer he's leasing from a native Alaskan family in Nenana. He says skiers will glide right by them as they near the bottom of the run.
The fences will be in the trees, and it'll look nice, and the trees will be lit with light-emitting diodes, LEDs, so when you ski down at nighttime, you'll see all of this beautiful, beautiful glow of the lights against the snow, and that's what'll light the ski slopes instead of these ugly big old lights on light poles.
The reindeer are due to arrive at the resort by September 20th. Eventually, Carl says he'd also like to have woodland bison on the property. He says he doesn't have an opening date for the ski run yet, and he isn't sure what a ticket for a ride on his Aurora balloon will cost. But he says pricing will be competitive with 2 other ski hills in the North Star Borough. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.